From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A chaotic scene in Kampala, Uganda today as two bomb blasts kill more than 60 people, among them at least one American. Police suspect a Somali group linked to Al-Qaeda. Uganda has African Union peacekeeping forces in Somalia. The bombs target a rugby club and a restaurant in Kampala where fans were watching the World Cup soccer final. Joanne Lockhart is a U.S. Embassy public affairs officer in Kampala. She says the embassy will do whatever's needed to help the wounded and families of anyone killed.
Ensure that their family members are contacted, that they're able to get the resources to pay the hospital bills, and as soon as they're able to travel, getting back to the United States.
Several Americans from a Pennsylvania church group are wounded. A San Diego group that helps child soldiers says the dead American is one of its workers. Celebration in Johannesburg, South Africa, as the World Cup ends with Spain the victor. Spain's one goal over the Netherlands came in extra time, giving the Spanish their first World Cup trophy and a bitter day for the Dutch team. This is the third time the Dutch have lost in the finale. They've never taken home a World Cup trophy. The independent counsel administering BP's $20 billion claims fund says more money will be available right away for economic victims of the Gulf oil spill who are eligible. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports Ken Feinberg says he is now ready to pay 6 months of emergency payments at a time.
Feinberg, who was appointed by the White House, says he hopes to make the claims process fair, quick, and consistent. In that vein, he says his independent staff will begin taking over BP's claims offices in the Gulf by August 1st.
We'll process the claims as quickly as we can. We're already prepared to give eligible claimants not 1 month emergency payments, but 6 months with no obligation, no release required, just to try and help people in the Gulf.
Feinberg made the comment Sunday on CNN's State of the Union. He said the larger payments will provide some degree of financial security. Feinberg wouldn't say whether the $20 billion set aside for compensation will be enough. He said it's hard to determine that until the oil stops gushing. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.
And BP claims it is ahead of schedule assembling a new cap for its gushing Gulf oil well. It hopes to install the cap this week. Meanwhile, the well is gushing at full force again with the old cap off, and skimming vessels are on their way there. Congress is going back to work after the 4th of July break. The White House says it hopes the Senate can move quickly on a top legislative priority, the financial overhaul bill. As senators began the break, Democrats left without the 60 votes needed to push through the Wall Street reform package, but they think they may have won over several lawmakers who'd been on the fence. This is NPR News. West Virginia's Democratic governor is moving closer to sorting out what to do about the late Robert Byrd's Senate seat. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, Joe Manchin's decision is expected this week.
Manchin says it's highly likely that he'll run for Byrd's seat, but first he's got to deal with the succession process. There's been a lot of debate over what state law allows. Last week, the state attorney general issued a legal opinion saying that state law allows Manchin to call for a special election this fall. Others argue that a vote to replace Byrd can't be held earlier than 2012. Now Manchin's top attorney says he's advising him to put the issue to rest by calling state lawmakers to West Virginia's capital to clarify the process. Senate Democrats are keeping an eye on things. Byrd's death at age 92 has complicated their efforts to win final congressional approval of a bill overhauling financial regulations. The bill is a top priority of the Obama administration. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Chicago has a new handgun regulation, and it takes effect today. The city council approved the new restrictions after the Supreme Court ruling that effectively canceled its old ban. The new ordinance bans gun shops in Chicago, and it prohibits handgun owners from stepping outside their homes with a handgun. That includes onto porches and into garages. Lawsuits are already filed claiming the new ordinance is unconstitutional. New figures show that millions more Americans have credit scores that might not let them get credit cards, auto loans, or mortgages under tighter lending standards that banks are now using. Figures provided by FICO show more than 25% of consumers now have a credit score, making them poor risks. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.